Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
money. Welcome back. It's 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Colonel Ralph Peters, the author of Caine at Gettysburg. We spoke in the previous segment about the 150th, on the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg and the Civil War. Ralph's new book is called Hell or Richmond. I encourage you to check out both of those at wherever books are sold. Ralph, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to switch centuries. I want to switch millennia and geography, and I want to move over to the Middle East. About a year or more ago, I had a couple of guys on, one I think you may know and one maybe not, Bill Brandt and Rich Galen were on my show, one Democrat, one Republican, and we were talking about the Arab Spring, and we went around the region talking about it, and I asked both of them, I said, will anything good come from what's happening in Egypt? Now, this was back during the Arab Spring uprising in Egypt, before the elections. I said, will anything good come from this in Egypt? And both of them, instantaneously, both of them, as if in stereo, said no.
Yeah, and they were wrong. It's just amazing to me. You know, as someone who's actually spent some time in the Middle East and Turkey and Central Asia, I think the biggest problem for Americans is we want everything wrapped up in a half an hour. I mean, we have this sitcom mentality, or at least, you know, certainly we want it wrapped up in 1 hour. And the world's not like that. The changes that began with the Arab Spring are going to be playing out for generations.
Yeah.
We won't know the real results of the Arab Spring, I think, for at least 40 or 50 years, longer.
I'm sure you're right about that, Rob, but let's ask this question, or answer this question. You've got an elected government that is now being, the people are taken to the streets to kick them out, and he allegedly has an ultimatum. Morsi's ultimatum from the military and the police. Now that doesn't sound like democracy.
Well, first of all, we get it wrong when we push people to have elections right away. We pushed immediate elections right now in Egypt.
Yeah.
Well, do
you think we pushed them to have elections?
We push everybody to have elections. That's what we screwed up in Iraq. We screwed it up in Afghanistan. Look, concentrate on human rights and freedom and nurturing a system that can produce democracy. Because what happened in Egypt, Jim, was very straightforward. When the Mubarak regime fell, there was only one other organized group in the country, and that was the illicit, the previously illegal Muslim Brotherhood. And they, their mob organization was able to turn out their voters for an early election. Opposition parties had no time to organize, so it wasn't really a democracy. And Jim,
don't you think that the populace are starting to see that the Muslim Brotherhood is not what they really want there, they got buyer's remorse right now?
Absolutely, the demonstrations in Egypt right now are the most hopeful sign in the last 2 years since the early days of the Arab Spring in the Middle East, because this is a huge defeat for the Muslim Brotherhood.
Exactly.
The people are repudiating them. They're saying, we don't want an economy based on Sharia law. And, Egypt under Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood made a classic mistake. They tried to grab all the power for themselves immediately. They say, we won the election. We rule. And they took over everything, grabbed it, but they didn't have any experience in government, and so the economy's collapsed, tourism's dead, law and order is broken down.
What do you think Egypt's going to be in 6 months? What do you think's going to be going over there in 6 months?
Well, in 6 months, it's still going to have a very troubled economy. It's still going to be
Morsi
will still be a problem. What?
Is Morsi going to be gone?
Well, if he remains as president, it would be only as a figurehead, but I'd bet he's going to be gone.
And who will step in to a coalition?
Well, I think the opposition now have had some time to organize and be united, and they want another election. Now, there's also a question in Egypt, do they want to continue with a presidential system where the chief executive has massive power, or go in the English-style parliamentary system? Mm-hmm. I mean, Egypt has no tradition of democracy.
Right.
They're working all this out. And I tell Americans, look, you want a solution right now? In the Anglo-American tradition of liberal democracy, it has taken us 800 years from Magna Carta
right.
to get to Nancy Pelosi.
And don't forget how long it took. It took us 13 years to go from declaring our independence to a constitution in the United
right.
States.
And that constitution is still debated.
Still
today.
Being debated. Quickly, what's going to happen to Snowden? Is he going to come home, or is he going to stay in Russia? Where's he going to go?
Oh, there's justice in the world. Nobody wants that puke.
Yeah, yeah. And Russia,
he's a man without a country.
Including Russia. Hey, yeah. Ralph, thanks for being here. You want to give us a website?
No, I don't have time to keep up a website. I write.
Colonel Ralph Peters, ladies and gentlemen, always irascible. Thanks, Ralph, for being here. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.